Morning. Just a little over a week ago, most of our country celebrated the holiday of Thanksgiving. Now, when we think back to this country's first Thanksgiving, we might think of pilgrims, or maybe you'll think of the Indians, or maybe you will think about how hard it might have been getting through those first few winters, or maybe you just think about all the trials and problems they had getting here in the first place. Now, most of us probably have some idea as to why they came here. The first thing that comes to my mind is they were escaping religious persecution. But I think there was a little bit more to it than just that. As I had mentioned, the first settlers escaped England trying to get away from religious persecution and the grips of the English church. But what some don't know is that they didn't come here first. Their first stop was actually the Netherlands, where they were viewed as outsiders or even refugees. And after a little bit of time, as some of the elders started to die and some of the younger people gave up and went back to England looking for work, the rest decided it was time to find a place of their own. So they set out for the New World. They were seeking opportunity, seeking a place of religious freedom, a place safe from persecution, a place where they could grow, a place to worship God. They were looking for a place to call home. As people, just by our nature, we need a sense of belonging. We need a place we feel safe and comfortable. We need a place to call home. A home is a place that's filled with the people you love, our families. And it's a warm, safe place for us to grow and to learn. Home is the place that if you're away from, you long to come back to. It's our home. Now, I know we all know the difference between a house and a home. A house is just a building, the walls we live in. A home is a life that we build within those walls. So if someone were to ask me, how are things at home? Well, I talk about my family. I'll tell them about my kids. I will maybe share some problem we're all going through as a family together. But what I don't talk about is my house, unless specifically asked about my house. But usually, we talk about our family. Now, some of you may have already figured out where I'm going with this, but let me ask the question anyway. When you think of our Cambridge church, do you think of a house or do you think of a home? The idea of God creating a family is woven all through the Bible. It's mostly brought out and understood better in the New Testament, but it goes all the way through. I'm going to start in the New Testament over in Romans 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 14 through 17. Verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with them, that we may also be glorified together." I remember a sermon that Mr. Horchak gave here years ago where he talked about this word Abba, Father, and the word Abba is like crying out as a child would to his dad. It's like saying Daddy. So again, you know, we're talking about a spirit family. We are through God's Spirit becoming children of God. Sons and daughters of the Father, brothers and sisters to Jesus Christ, and brothers and sisters to one another. This church is our home, and we need to look out for one another and to be warm and welcoming when we have guests with us as we do today. I want to look also in Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Again, the point here is we are a family, and we need to be here for the good of one another. Now, everyone here knows my physical family. Both my parents are here. Both my sisters and their family is here. You know my wife. You know my children. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We don't always get along real well with one another. We all like different things. We like different foods. We like different feast sites. We don't respond to everything the same way. Our personalities are different. Some are shy. Some of us are more outgoing. Some of us like to joke around. And some of us think that some of us joke around too much. Not some of us aren't serious enough. Here at our spiritual church in Cambridge, our spiritual family, we're no different. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different personalities. We all handle our differences differently. How we as a church family become closer is by spending more time together, getting to know each other more deeply. This helps us to begin to understand one another. And this is really important for relationship building and for us to begin to relate to one another as brothers and sisters and feel that in our hearts, not just by words. 1 Corinthians 12. Verses 12 through 26. I took this from the NIV. Verse 12. Just as the body through one has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. For we were baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I do not need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no divisions in the body, but that the parts should have equal concern for each other. And I think that's really important right here, is that we need to show special concern for one another. If one part suffers, we all suffer. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Brethren, we are a family of believers here in Cambridge. The Cambridge, Ohio congregation is our home. It is a place where we have been. It's where we've been placed within the greater body. And I mentioned earlier that we need to be warm and welcoming when we have our guests here, and the Bible tells us also what to do in that situation, and that's in Leviticus. I'm going to go back to the Old Testament for this one. Leviticus 19:33 and 34. verse 33. And if a stranger or guest, as we have today, dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. The stranger who dwells among you shall be as to you as one born among you. And you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Our guests are to be treated as one of us. When someone visits us here in our church or they're new to our area, when they walk through these doors, we want them to feel the warmth of a home. We want them to feel welcomed. Brethren, we need one another. For those of us who have been called to this way of life, we really only have two possible outcomes for us. We can either be raised into a spiritual family with God the Father as our Father, Jesus Christ as our brother, and one another as brothers and sisters. Or, the second option, just to say that a second chance and a second resurrection is not going to be an option for us. We need to work with one another. We need to love one another. And we need to have a real concern for one another. We show love to God by showing love to one another. We all have different strengths, and we all have different ways that we can serve one another. But make no mistake, we are all in this together. We are a family. I wanted to leave you with just one more quick thought. When Jesus gave up his life for us and died for us, have you ever wondered why he did that? What was in that for him? Well, what was in it for him was he gained a family. Have a nice Sabbath.